shit.
Well, I would, if it was a wooden boat made out of cypress, I'd paint it before it ever went to the water.
Okay.
I'd take and sand it down good, press it down, and I would shellac it. Then I would oil it, and then I would paint it with a heavy coat of paint.
Then
that would preserve the wood, help keep it. But now on these fiberglass boats like they have, they're already completed and finished when you have that, when you buy that, you know.
A wooden boat.
I got out of the fishing business. I used to fish a whole lot. One afternoon, I had a good 14-foot Orlando clipper.
Sand it down good, press it down.
Good trailer.
And I would,
my granddaughter and her husband came over here one afternoon. She said, Big Daddy, all of my grandchildren called me Big Daddy. Said, Big Daddy, would you sell your boat? I said, yeah. Said, what do you want for it? I told her what I'd take for it, trailer and all. He looked at her, he said, and he always called my granddaughter, her husband called her Babe. He said, Babe, give him a check. And they pulled my boat off that afternoon. So I got out of the, got out of my misery right quick.
So soon you had done it.
Yeah.
What do you say you have to do to a boat? I mean, as you're putting it in water, would you ever say you're going to,
I was going to dock my boat.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say you're going to launch it?
Oh, yeah, launch it. That's a proper word.
Okay.
Instead of docking the boat, now docking is bringing it out.
Mm-hmm.
I got out of
you it. Mentioned rowboats. What would a rowboat look like? I mean, would it be flat or?
Well, yes, it won't be quite so wide as a regular fishing boat. Now, mine was a regular fishing boat. It was pretty wide where it wouldn't. It was a flat bottom. Practically a flat bottom. And it had the seats in there were built in there to where, except the one in the middle, it would float if it turned over. I don't know how they had that done, but you could turn it over, but you couldn't sink it. It wouldn't go down.
It had
air pockets in there, built in there somehow or other in that front seat up here and this back seat. There was air pockets in there somehow or other that you couldn't sink it.
Wow, it's been a pretty good boat.
Mm-hmm, it was a good boat. I caught many a fish from that thing too.
For a regular rowboat, would it have a point in front?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Flat bottom.
I don't know how it had that done.
More of a rounding bottom for a rowboat.
Oh, okay.
More of a rounding bottom.
What might your wife wear over her dress in the kitchen? You know, if she didn't want to get
apron.
Okay. And let's see. This thing that I write with, what would you call that?
I'd call that a ballpoint.
Okay. What else might you call it? Just a regular ink?
Yes, it's an ink, a form of ink they use in those things.
You call it an ink pen?
Yeah.
Oh, you got one of the fancy ones, huh?
No, I bought that from Paul Edgar Hull, Colonel Hull, before he died. And that's a stomped down good one. I get a good size one, I can hold it better when I go to write now. I have to get a hold of it kind of like this, or like this. Too much writing when I get a hold of that and get it down on that paper, that thing, I start that and ain't no way I can stop it. I don't know why.
Yeah,
my old daddy got that way the last
several
years he lived. I know he called me one morning and wanted me to take him to town.
Yeah.
Went right down there to Frank Moody and he said, Frank, I want